Okay.
All right, it's recording. So here we go. As you saw, Donna resigned, and so that's why we're calling this meeting. I want to read you Donna's text to me when she resigned. So if I can find it here. She said, "Charlie, I told you a year ago that when I was no longer in charge of the DUP cabin, I would resign from the Historical Society. The time has come. I resign. However, because I am now the Highland DUP captain, I am still the person who will have to approve anything that has to do with the Daughters of Utah Pioneers. At this time, because of the state of the economy, I totally oppose the Highland Historical Society putting up a building saying that the city promised the DUP that we could put up another building. If you try to do this, I will make it totally clear to the city that the Highland DUP does not support the idea." Okay.
Now, what? Let me ask you this, because I know that the building and Mark is looking at this. Why?
Why is she doing this? I think she's being vindictive.
Why?
Her husband died a couple of months ago.
Right.
And he was my wife's first husband.
Right.
Okay.
Indeed.
They have seven children.
Okay.
When it came to the funeral, she would not allow any of their children, any of Miriam's children to be on the program. They didn't even want to be, she didn't even want to invite them to the funeral. So they went to her bishop and the state president. They couldn't convince her otherwise, and so they had two funerals. And I sent her a text. I sent her a text telling her that she was in the wrong, that she needed to do something better than that. She was a better person than that. And so I think she was being vindictive about that. Anyway,
we worked through that. You know, the interesting is, so they had two funerals in the same place. They just,
yeah, it was one right out
there.
One at 9 and one at 11 or something. 9:30, 11, I don't know.
That's interesting. So I remember Miriam when I was at the church down there, and she was just a teenager, and I was probably 8 years younger. It's very about the same age you are.
She's 3 years younger.
Well, then she's 5 years older than me. And when her house burned down. When her day house burned down there, and she was at the church there, and everybody was looking to kind of help her and stuff like that. And things like that, you know, just things, you don't really learn a lot, but things like that just come back to me. And I remember how sad she was when her house burned down.
1953.
Well, let's see, I would have been 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
So
she was really smart in school. I remember her and Orville was the best debaters that ever went through American Fork High School.
Yeah, her and her sister Esther, too.
Was she?
Next year older than 2 years older than this.
Okay, Charlie, she's, you know, adamant about not supporting the thing. Has she got the power to stop something like that?
No. I don't think so. I don't
know.
Really,
we can stop the policy.
But the property, isn't it the property behind the cabin?
That's where you pointed out that you thought would be the best place for it.
Yeah, I went over there with the city engineer at the time just to see what. And there's there's the trees that were planted there are rode pretty well. The ones that were just along the ditch from the property, you know, are still there. But it would put it south and east
of the cabin,
and that would have the less or the lesser amount
of damage
of having to remove the trees.
Yeah.
And that.
Uh-huh.
And so looking at a building at about 1,200 square feet or something in that range, it could fit in there. So that was the last conversation.
It'll be just next door to where the cabin is.
Yeah, the cabin will probably sit about where it's sitting.
Yeah.
The other building would be south a little bit and to the east.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
so that it won't block the bit, you know, view of the cabin from driving by or anything. It's going to be, and that doesn't mean that's the place it'll have to be. That was just one that looked like it would be the least of a conflict with the property that we live
on.
Well, the other side of the cabin to the west is flat as a pancake. You know, where the grass is. So,
that's where they have the volleyball course. There, you know, right?
No, well, there's a whole big giant area of grass before the a pavilion. Between the cabin and the pavilion is a huge area of, that's what I was thinking. But anyway, okay, so.
And site, that wasn't site selection. We were just looking at something that would be gross. Right. And part of what we were trying to accomplish was getting both the old building and whatever we want to move from here to there on the same side of the road, because the district has already expressed that they don't like the idea of the kids having to cross the road to come to both. Because they walk across the road.
Oh, that's true.
And
it's it's always on this side.
And so they're in favor.
To come to the museum.
Right. And so that you've got, of course, the cabin is interest to them, and then they come here, and they have to cross the road, and they're just nervous about that happening.
I think it's a good thing. I think it'd be nice to move all this charred
garbage put together. For a building, and not likely that we're going to have a building built, I suppose, anyway. But
I hate to see us not pursue it and end up with a lot of things that are nice that ought to be in shelter and displayable to the public.
What do you think you ought to do then, Mark?
Well, I think we ought to just push it along a little bit, because all we were, that was Hewlett that signed the document, and he said that the city believed that there needed to be a museum built and authorized from the city, but it was something the city was interested in.
For heaven's sakes, it's Heritage Park. I mean, it's a perfect name for the...
Well,
you know what I mean.
This other situation is one that, I mean, if she's acting in that, it just means that she puts herself in jeopardy and being in the position she's in. It's not a matter of the other way around. And, I don't want to have that.
It may even change.
Yeah.
You may think this thing out and say,
Okay.
Time heals.
So she's resigned.
Yeah.
So she's resigned, and we don't have a treasurer. She was our treasurer.
All right.
Would anybody like to volunteer for that position?
Well, I'm busy with the Friends of the Ohio City Library. I'm the president.
Yeah.
Self-appointed as it may be. we're a 501(c), and we're doing great. So I've got things to do there. I'm committed.
Anybody else? You got it.
Sorry, I'm not very good with
numbers. Oh. Okay. Well, there's really not much to do.
Maybe we need to just look at somebody that's interested in doing that as part of her replacement.
Yeah. That's the next thing I was going to say. Do anybody know who would be someone interested in getting on the committee?
I wouldn't mind doing it until we find somebody else, Charlie. I mean, I'd help that way and do whatever I need to do to help until we found somebody else. I think maybe the fact that you get a gal like her, they seem like they're better with numbers and better with putting things together and so forth than those of us, you've lost half my memory.
Should I put a motion forward to bring Adams to temporary take the position of treasurer?
So
we need to make a motion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's
good. Okay.
At least, temporary.
Temporary.
And I'll second.
Okay.
What's going on as far as communications to the general public, the citizens, from the Historical Society?
Just a minute. We've got a motion on the table here.
Oh, I thought we passed it.
You need a second.
We had a second.
I'll be dead already.
Is anybody in favor? Say aye.
Yes.
Aye. Okay. We'll take that consideration in. Okay.
The best thing to do is if we have a vehicle to let the citizens of Highland know that we're in need of some help. We should ask, If you don't ask, you don't get it. So I'm all for asking the general public, the citizens of Highland, we're in need of, give them a little blurb about the Historical Society and say, we're in need of a treasurer or whatever. And then,
how do you suppose that we let people know that? The newspaper or what?
The newsletter.
The newsletter.
The city's newsletter is number one.
Yeah.
Do you have a website or?
Yeah,
so we should put it on the website And any other place we can, but the city newsletter is the best way.
Yeah.
You know, because it goes out to every citizen. And then just ask, you know, we need some help, you know, however you want to word the thing. But
if you don't, I always ask them for everybody wants to join there. Yeah, and we need, and we, at this
and
time, we're in, need of a treasure.
And join, like too, you know, join the Historical Society.
I'd like to see Mike
general.
Larson on the committee.
That'd be great. I haven't seen Mike since high school, I don't think. I know he's up here in Highland.
He lives up here.
You know, he lives by the gravel pit, down up there somewhere.
I went up there and knocked on his door one day, and nobody was home, and I left a note, and he never called me back. So
he had a stroke last.
Pardon?
He had a stroke last between winter and spring.
Oh,
and
did
I did know there.
Oh.
And he's recovered from it pretty good, but he still shows some weakness, you know, and that was the last time I talked to him.
Really?
So Jerry and I was the ones, and I've seen Jerry quite a bit, but I've never seen Mike. Jerry and I are the same age.
Yeah, Jerry is involved in your high school reunions and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he does a great job there. He helps us a lot. Yeah.
Because Paul
is too. Yeah. He's got a website for our grade.
Yeah.
He keeps track of everybody that passes away, and they just drop them like flies. Yeah. So
I am. On the historical website, the next one, I talked to Claudia. She's not available tonight. She's in visiting. She's in a business meeting with her husband somewhere out of town.
Is Claudia the one from the city?
Pardon?
Claudia's the one from the city?
No, she's
Claudia Sedgwick's.
Oh, so she's on our committee too?
Yes.
Yes, yeah,
she's
yeah.
not a member of the committee. She's just a
supporter of the activities.
And she's done out so much work on the historical website where last 2 or 3 weeks we've done a lot of updating and put the 1950 census on it. That came out recently. We put the 1950 census on it. And she, I told her how wonderful she was and how much we appreciated her work, and she said, "You are amazing. What a treasure you have created honoring Highland and its residents." Well, that's great, but how many people know it? Have you been on the site? Have you been on our website?
I did open it, but that's...
Have you been on our website?
I haven't had time to do anything.
I've been out there, and
I haven't. I'm not a computer.
In fact, I've read the history of
this is a problem.
I've been on it. Looked at how they tie into different...
On your website, too.
How about asking her to help out?
Pardon?
How about asking her to help out?
She's very hesitant to help out.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's pretty nice.
Oh, valuable.
She's
well,
very busy. So very busy,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Anyway, speaking of our website.
And Claudia Subrix helps with our website?
Pardon?
She helps with our website?
Yeah, she's done it all.
So she's got plenty of work to do. she's busy doing that.
This week, I think probably Monday, I got a phone call from a guy in North Carolina who was on our website.
Wow.
And he saw a relative of his. And so he asked me a question about his relative, which happens to be my relative also.
Wow.
So you're moving right along with that.
Wow.
But I couldn't find much about it. It's Boyce Wells is his name. And they lived in that house, Ellsworth Hardy's house. And he built it in 1910.
Boyce Wells.
That's the oldest house in the Highland. And he said...
1910, he built a house?
Yeah. In this, on our website, it says his grandfather, who was Boyce Wells' father, was in the Civil War. And he also, after the Civil War, he worked in the White House with President Lincoln. That's what it says on our website. And I couldn't find any such thing. I found his obituary that said he was in the war, and he got two injuries in the different Battle of Richmond and so on. But I couldn't find anything about him working.
And he's the father of Boyce Wells?
Yeah.
Wow.
David Wells is his name. Anyway, so it's interesting that somebody from North Carolina is reading our website.
Oh, that's,
you guys
that's good.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a massive amount of information on there. It's just loaded with stuff. We've got profiles of people. There are 425 profiles of people. Some are paragraphs, some pages, you know. And so there's all kind of interest for those people. Now, the thing that I thought I would do, I called their librarian and I talked to her. And I'm going to have a meeting with her just after Thanksgiving. And I'd like to present a lessons, a seminar or something on Highland history in the library on a weekly basis for a few weeks after first of the year. So, that's the next step.
You're talking about
maybe getting
Donna, Donna Carden, librarian director, right? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, no.
Okay, yeah, she's great. She'll have some ideas.
Mm-hmm. So, is Candace Wignall still the owner of the home down there you're talking about?
Pardon?
Candace Wignall, is she still owns the home? It was Hardy's? Is that
I don't know who does.
I think I saw her out there.
What's her name?
Candace Wignall.
I know I went there one day and she wouldn't even answer the door. She said, "Go away, don't come, don't bother me. I don't want to do anything to do with you."
She knew who you were?
No, she didn't have an idea who I was. But I left a folder full of information about the house and on her porch there. I don't know if she read it or not.
Oh, gosh. How old a gal is she now?
I don't know.
Probably in her late 50s or early 60s would be my guess.
Well, that's kind of young to be grumpy like that.
Well, she's lived there before we moved over to this building.
Oh,
she was when we were still operating out of the facility at the house.
Wow.
She lived there, so she's been there a number of years now. Mm-hmm. Probably 30 or so years since they moved there.
I thought she'd be interested in learning about the house and its previous owners and so on. But see,
well, you never know when the first appearances with people either. What they're going to be the situation, just like you've got over this funeral. Yeah. You know, they've been through one of those things and mad at everybody for the next few months. It has nothing to do with the way they really feel about things. It's just, I'm that way all the time.
Donna, the librarian director, she's a wealth of information and very creative on promoting the library. So I would enlist to ask her, you know, what any suggestions she has, you know, about how we can promote the historical society, you know, in general. And I'd be happy to join the meeting if I'm available. Let me know. And, three heads are better than two.
Yeah.
Two are better than one.
Anything else? We're catching up on news happening in your guys' lives lately.
Getting older.
Pardon?
Getting older. Just glad that you're still alive. Yeah. Carry on the business here. I don't know what we do about you in this. You probably fall apart.
That's the next question. I feel like I run out of steam and gas with this business, and we need some fresh blood. So I would like you to consider replacing me, or finding somebody who could, or thinking about people.
We could just find somebody. If we could find somebody that's interested, even if we didn't find somebody, if we knew somebody older or something that lived Highland, been involved in Highland, they could just have an interview, you know, and just say, we'd like you to come participate because we think you'd be good for the committee and help us with that way. I think we've got to find somebody that's very interested before we turn over things that you've been keeping up here for so long.
Yeah. And there aren't, I don't know how many there are in Highland that have lived here most of their lives. Some of your cousins and have lived here all right, and some of the day kids.
Yeah.
I wonder if Jesse would be willing to come over and
Jess Adamson.
He knows the best about Highland more than I do, probably. Mm-hmm.
Who was his father?
Keith.
Okay.
And he was Dad's just younger brother, when younger than him. He owned the property north of the Mitchell Ditch, and we owned the property south of the Mitchell Ditch, mm-hmm. on top up there, before they sold, a lot of it to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
But he owned it. They divided that property up, and Keith got that part, and then Dad got that. That and under the hill, down the creek. Mm-hmm. So Jesse's living on his dad's property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point, the thinking of citizens that have some historical basis for the knowledge, the family knowledge and the community knowledge. I think that would be a perfect thing if they're interested, because the history is so important. And they have some history. Some of these people have history. So take advantage of their knowledge.
Well, he's been involved. He was involved in the planning commission for how many years? Years and years. And then he became mayor of the terms.
Oh, really?
And so he's, he may be burnt out. I don't know. He rides his bike around all the time.
Well, this is, it's not like you're in office and you got...
I may talk to him. I may talk to him. I may talk to him.
Why don't you do that?
And then if he's not interested, ask him, hey, who do you think might be interested in helping out? That's the key.
Is he younger than you? Or?
Yeah, he's 7 years younger than me.
Oh, okay.
So he's the same age as my sister, Lorraine.
Okay.
They were in school together. So that's it. He may have an interest there. He lives right across the street.
Uh-huh. Yes, I understood. I was right across that way.
I know Ann's been sick, and so, that may be some things that keep him from doing it.
Does Jerry Larson live in Highland?
I think he lives in Lehigh, down there close to where his place is, doesn't he?
That's probably right.
Oh, okay.
You know where his gas station is down there in Lehigh?
Yeah, I've seen him.
He's got his big sheds and everything there where all his equipment's in. And, and he's I took for granted he lived down home down there somewhere close to that.
But today
I only time I seen was at funerals and my student buddy 5 year reunions, which he does a lot and make them all happen. But you probably have to have somebody that lives here, don't you think?
Yeah, right.
That'd
be ideal. Yeah. But if they don't, it's somebody that has some history, family history.
Yeah, Jerry has history.
Yeah.
He's one of the more prominent families. His dad is one of the best people that ever lived, as far as I'm concerned. Merlin. He was a father to all of us, wasn't he?
He was really sent me on my mission.
Yeah. I mean, he basically raised me and kept me, going, and Dad too. But I mean, I owe a whole lot to President Larson.
Did you see that Russell Black passed away?
I did. I was talking to her. His daughter married Larson. Did you know about that? No. Anyway, the Larsons in the west side of Highland over there, and Keith Larson and those people. His daughter, Black's daughter, married his oldest boy, John. And I seen him at a ball game, and that was, when did it happen?
Less than a month ago.
Well, then, he wasn't passed away at that time, so.
Yeah,
he was a great man. He lived, when I was growing up, we used to home teach him, and he lived over in the Jacob Beck home. It's the old Dolby home over there, across from Chittas Street right there at that silo.
Oh, right,
there.
Yeah.
My great-grandfather built that, over there. And we went over there, and that's the only time I've ever been in that home, so give me a chance to go in there and see what the home was like, that time. But he lived there and just renting, I think. I don't think he owned it.
He moved into Highland while I was on my mission. Got to know him after I got home.
Yeah, cause I was a teenager then. I used to go there, Dad.
Pardon?
I was a teenager when I used to home teach over there. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I really don't have anything else for the agenda. Is there anything else that anybody would like to bring up?
Yeah, I talked to the Tractor Historical Society, or the Tractor Group, and trying to plan for them to do the parade this year, so hopefully I can get them up
here. Good, good, that'll be great. with only three attractors, or three or four, wasn't as special, I think.
Everybody that owns all these tractors is dying away, though.
I wish they'd let us go a little earlier in the parade, though, instead of the very last. I don't know who decides
on that. I think they put us last, so everybody will wait for the tractors. I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
Well, they had the horses there. And so when they bought the tractors there, they said, that's where the horses were, so that's where the tractors go. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully we'll have enough gas to run them.
I'll just put a note here that we need to be looking for people who are interested in advertising for people that come to the historical meeting.
You might want to talk to Deanne Christensen.
Deanne Christensen?
Been around for a while.
Or is it Deanne?
I have no idea.
I think it's just Deanne. I think it's D-E-A-N-N-E.
And who is she?
She goes down to this other subdivision. She's been around for quite a few years.
They moved down here probably when we opened that subdivision up. That would have been late 60s. They were probably there.
Could have been there a long time, huh?
Yeah,
so where's she live?
Delbert served. He was a bit.
Where's she live?
Down in Catherine Schramm's neighborhood.
You know, her husband, I remember, he was a... They lived on when the first home was going in.
Yeah, Dale Christensen.
About the side of the first home going in. And he's passed away, I guess, hasn't he?
No, I think Dale's still alive.
He's still around.
And Deanne, huh? I'll put her name down here. It's one of the possibilities to look for then.
She taught school here. From the time they moved in, when they opened Highland Elementary.
She taught my kids. I remember her. Great lady.
I don't know. I just can't remind. So.
A lot of history.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what this is all about.
Well, you just about run out of the original stock. It's a pair.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's just like a. It's interesting how that goes, you know. And it's interesting how little the people moving in know about Highland.
Yeah, and they don't want to know, apparently.
No, I mean, they don't have any idea, you know. They know what's going on right now. You know, but they don't have any idea. It's like the people that went up there and changed the flag for Utah. Did you see that?
Pardon?
Changed the Utah flag.
Oh, yeah.
Is it official?
Not yet.
I don't know, but they're flying.
What was their whole... I mean, when you're... keep whining about you don't have enough money, and then they turn around and commission $500,000 or
why?
So that,
why? Well, the same thing as in Highland here when they made all the new logo and everything in Highland. The new flag
I'm very
here.
Happy with that and the money they spent doing it.
Yeah, see, there you go. But it's just that they just think that they don't understand why it was put that way. They don't have any idea. We don't know why they put the flag that way. But I'll tell you, it looks great. What's that?
You're just racist.
Maybe that racist or just generation racist?
Yeah, we're all racist.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to change.
I think most of the people that are from Highland, they don't have any interest in changing the flag. I mean, there's historical elements in the flag.
Well, they're not talking about, I'm talking about the Utah flag.
The state flag.
Yes.
Highland's already changed the flag.
No, I'm not talking about Highland. I'm talking about the state. I mean, it's a historical. It got created whenever.
And when you became a state.
Yeah. Yeah, so
rebranding is the new America.
That's a waste of money. I'm all for history and the historical aspects of it. Why change it?
Well, it was like a lot of the rest of the states. I mean, most of them were like that blue and had a thing in the middle, you know, and. There's a lot of states that have that same kind of a look on the flag.
That's true. But that's Utah
had that too.
There's no reason to change.
Well, I guess they didn't want to be like everybody else. They put blue, white, red, and that big
spending the money.
Beehive in the middle.
If you can erase history, then you can write your own. and forget it, then you just
mistakes. That is a significant argument.
And that's what's happening.
I know.
Rewrite history to their
point. You know, my hero in Americana is George Washington. You know, without him, who knows what would have happened. And it's divine providence that he didn't get killed. I understand he had bullets flying all over the place through his clothes. He lost a couple of horses. And it's a God thing. You know, our country is God-based, but it's providence. I personally believe much so.
Exactly.
It's a big move, and I think it all, my personal opinion is that they don't like our Constitution because they cannot do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And so if they can make our leaders seem to be racist, then the Constitution is racist, and then they can do away with the Constitution.
We probably need to have an adjournment.
But that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that history is very valuable. And it should be preserved to the best of our abilities with all its imperfections and whatnot, so that we can learn from that.
Trying to change is not going to do anything.
Just this week I had an incident where history was changed, I guess you might say. Just a little incident. It was Claudia reading one of the histories that I sent him, written by Jean Perkins, Miriam's sister. And a empty nesters meeting they had, people. And she was giving a history of Highland. And two of the people that were there at the meeting were Claudia's father-in-law, Sudweeks, Richard Sudweeks, who's a professor at BYU. And a guy named John Hall, who's also a professor at BYU. And so she mentioned that, and then they made some comments about what she was saying, and she mentioned those. Well, Claudia knows this John Hall. He's a reprobate. He's an enemy of the church now. He was dismissed from BYU because he caused the church so much problem. Divorced and married and remarried and so on, and she hates him. And so she didn't want her father-in-law's name in the same sentence with this John Hall. So she asked permission to change history, you know, change Jean Day's history, so that it didn't have the reference to John Hall in there. Although at the time that Gene wrote this history, there was no problem with John.
He was all right.
He was doing fine then. So anyway,
is Gene still lived down there in Ireland on the same road down there?
She died a long time ago.
Oh, Gene Perkins.
Not a long time ago, but three months ago.
A few months ago.
3 months ago, Gene died.
Gene Perkins.
Yeah. She lived in Salt Lake for a long time.
Did she live in Salt Lake for a while?
Yeah. That's a good story. I mean, that's a real deal, right? Yeah, right here in our midst.
Jean died on 9/11, and she was buried on the same day that Queen Elizabeth was married.
Wow.
And that same day, Donna's husband died. On the same day that Queen Elizabeth was buried.
Oh,
well,
that's interesting.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
What's the next meeting? When's the next meeting? Are we going to start meeting stuff again?
I think it's a good idea, but how often should we meet? That's a good question.
Quarterly? What historically what's been the schedule?
Monthly. We were meeting monthly for a long time.
For a long time.
But quarterly seems like a good suggestion to me.
We may have to have some extra meetings when we get in the summer, you know, with getting ready for
I think we should have a meeting in January.
January?
You know, you want to put down that we may start meeting quarterly, then just write that down in a minute.
Yeah, and let's let's vote on that. Is that a good idea? If everybody votes on it,
I think that'd be fun.
All in favor, raise your hand. Okay. All right. Opposed?
And then, you can always have more meetings as the need arises.
If we need to, like, sure. We have to record them, and we have to. Yeah. The lady at the state. Yeah, the lady of the city has to post that 3 days ahead of time.
Legit,
so we have to be official.
So what do I do? Do I give it to Donna then? On this treasure deal?
No, you don't need to. This would
be she doesn't have all the information and the records or anything?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so I just, as a treasurer then, what do? I just come to the meetings?
Yeah. Mostly.
But I can do whatever you want me to do.
Okay, I'll let you know on that one.
That'd be fine. Okay, so I don't know.
Cool.
I know
okay, so the next meeting we'll have January, April, July. July is a good time because we're getting ready for the fling.
Right.
In October.
Yeah.
So, shall we do that then?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put that down.
So we'll just meet, let me put that down here then. Meet quarterly, and we'll start them in...
January.
January?
So like the middle of January.
January, April?
Thursdays
is a good day for everybody.
Yeah, April, July, October, and do you want to do it on a third... What day we have it before? Just on a...
Third Thursday or second Thursday or some.
Yeah,
so we've always had it on the second. When was it before? The second Wednesday.
Third is not good for me because the Friends of the Library is usually the third.
What, the second Thursday? Wednesday.
Yeah,
third Thursday. So
second
would be second.
Or the last second Thursday better than Wednesday?
Yeah, I think so.
So it would be on the second Thursday.
Of January
heat months.
Hey, we get some free music, huh? They do have some
time.
They play pretty good, don't they? Is that going to be something they're going to be putting on at Christmas time and stuff like that? Is that what they're doing?
I think some of them are bigger than
this. Is the Tippinocus something or other.
Yeah.
I do have one question that kind of briefly touched on it about the museum. What's the next step for that?
The only way you're going to do it is get a letter in front of the council, right? And then it goes from there. I mean, you can't do it. How's the best way to write up a proposal on what we want to do?
Well, we ought to include the letter that associates. That ought to go with whatever we're going to say.
Do we have a copy of that?
I think. You have a copy of that letter, didn't you, that was signed by Tim Hewlett?
I don't think so, no.
I'll have to see if I still got a copy.
Can you take that assignment?
I think you said you had it.
Well, I know I brought it.
Jim was right after me, the next mayor after I was.
Yeah, so. But it was just saying that, the fulfillment of what we were trying to accomplish here was that we'd have a facility.
Well, if you can kind of find that letter, maybe, and then we ought to have somebody that knows how to write better than me to write something up for the council.
And the thing about it is, we only have to have three. All we have to have is three votes. In other words, the quicker we move on it and at least tie down the property as to where we want to put it and that kind of thing. And once you've got the property, you can look at.
Yeah, reinforce the letter
at what, we really want to have there. Because I know there was some interest of it, and one reason of pushing it this way was to have a walk-in so they'd have a facility more like this, with an entrance on the top and an entrance on the bottom.
Because it's that hillside,
you
worked out pretty good.
You had conflict with that, and I think that was where we looked. But it was just premature. We needed to tie down at least a piece of property we were interested in, and I think this is the place for it. There's no use us moving it away from what is really our historical
park. I make a motion we give Mark the assignment to find the letter and to help us put together a proposal to take before the city council.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that, Mark?
Yeah, I'll see what I can round up.
All in favor, you want to put that as a motion?
I don't think we need to move.
We just assigned it.
Just assignment, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put that down here in March.
No pressure.
I can't think of anybody that could do it. You know, just you were mayor not too long ago, so they...
I was trying to get more of it done, but there wasn't any interest in the city at that time. There may not be any.
That's what I mean. We get it up there and they turn us down, then we just research.
Hold with the next one. Hold on with the next one.
Maybe that would be an advantage of having Jess on the committee, too, because he's another mayor.
Jess would take things.
Well, this really requires
his mind up on it. You know, money, if he likes it, now, if he don't like it, Jess is pretty opinionated. So if he doesn't like it, there's no sense of it. But he's a good one to follow up on and get things done. He's in our family. He's one of the best. He's got to keep track of us.
All right. Well, somebody want to make a motion to
adjourn?
I'll second.
Okay. Moved and seconded that we dismiss. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The game is over.